This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? In the last episode, I mentioned that I never use advertising except once. And that was the game Slippy Flippy Penguin. It's the one game I published. I'm not much of a game developer, so it was a first for me. But it was a dare. It was a dare based on Flappy Bird. For those of you not familiar with Flappy Bird, it was a game that was popular 2 years ago. You can probably still find it you'll find clones of it, actually, on the iTunes store. The actual game disappeared under some very strange circumstances. It became an absolute financial success with millions of downloads back in early 2014. The developer was rumored to be getting up to $150,000 a day in ad revenue. It was going wild. People were getting addicted to it. But it was a really stupid game. As far as development was concerned, it was super simple to put together. I shot my mouth off. And I said to one friend that I could write that thing in a week. More to just point out that it was that simple. Her response was, okay, why don't you? And so I did. I sat down and tried to write a Flappy Bird clone in a week. However, I made a couple of changes to the game. The biggest change was I allowed for ricochet effects. So certain things that the character would hit, instead of ending the game, they'd bounce off it, and you'd lose control of the character. So I finished this game. I did get it done in a week. I went through a first debugging, and then published. I told a lot of my friends. They got out. They downloaded a few copies. They found another bug. I went back into debugging. I made one other thing that, of course, as I talked about being a sellout last week, I did in this app. And that was I used advertising. There was a banner on the bottom using iAd that would display ads. It was an experiment because I didn't know how much money I'd make. I was hoping that, you know, with the thought of what Flappy Bird did, that I'd actually make a couple hundred dollars on it. It turned out very interesting, though. I got it in the app store. I fixed all the bugs. It was all set to go. I learned a few lessons along the way in just building the thing, including one about the thumb zone. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the thumb zone. It's an area where your thumb most easily hits your phone if you're holding it in one hand. It's important because that's the most common place you're going to hit on the phone because most people will use their thumb if they're holding their phone. It turns out the ad space is found on exactly the best place on the thumb zone that you could possibly have. So if you're playing this game one-handed, which is that a single tap is your only control, it turns out you can accidentally hit the ad an awful lot, which means that you can make revenue this way. So I was expecting that the thumb zone would actually be useful for making money. Except what I didn't count on was that it wasn't going to sell. And there's lots of reasons why it wasn't going to sell. It turned out it didn't sell at all. It made 10 cents. There was only 164 downloads. And so I learned a few reasons for why that happened. I didn't market it right. I thought that it would just spread by word of mouth and a good position in the App Store. I didn't get the App Store position well, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And as far as just telling my friends and making that the social media marketing, that was very weak, and it was not enough people. And so it didn't happen. You have to do real marketing with this. The second thing I figured out is that ads only work if you can sell a lot of copies. You make a teeny tiny percentage, 1% of a penny per click or 3% of a penny per click. You need 1,000 to 3,000 clicks to make a dollar. Even with the thumb zone, that's a lot of people hitting the ad. You need thousands and thousands of downloads just to make a dollar. If you've ever wondered why people put all those multiple ads all over pages, it's because they're making nothing. And unless they have a ton of stuff on there so that you hit at least one of them, they're not going to make a single dime. They're not going to make a sliver of a penny. And that's why we've got these overwhelming things with ads. Clones have built-in competition is another major reason why things failed. A clone is the same as all the other Me Too apps. And if they get a better position in the iTunes store, if they look identical to the other game, which is more likely than someone like me who varied the game, they're going to be higher ranked. They're going to be more hit. And you're going to be left out. I also didn't test my concept. It was late in the game, about a month after I had written the whole thing, that I bothered to give my game to my nephew, who thought it was lame and thought it was too easy, even on its hardest setting. And that's when I learned an important lesson. Make sure that you test your concepts before you send them out. Because many times we, as app developers, get excited about our vision of things, and it may not be the user vision. So make sure you do testing. And user testing is very important. All of this doomed Slippy Flippy Penguin. It never stood a chance. I started this as a dare to produce the same product in a certain amount of time. You could consider it a failure. I consider it a pivot point. It was then that I started working on makeappy.com by explaining what I had done in Slippy Flippy Penguin. I made it an educational lesson. And I really enjoy doing that. Along the way, I picked up Raspberry Pi and started learning Python and began writing tutorials for Python. That took us to June of 2014 and the Worldwide Developers Conference for Apple. At WWDC 2014, Apple introduced Swift. I noticed the absolute look of terror on about half the faces in that audience and realized I knew what I needed to be writing. And so all that joy I was getting out of writing a blog piece became the website makeappy.com and was centered on Swift and getting the API straight on Swift. And in those first months, I hit it right and got very popular very fast. And that was an important lesson, and that's the legacy of Slippy Flippy Penguin. The other legacy of Slippy Flippy Penguin is you're listening to right now, was to build a podcast to explain business, to explain some of the lessons that I made wrong, to explain some of the lessons I did wrong. And we'll keep going on this right now. As I said, this is going to be a whole season of marketing stuff, and we're going to start talking more about pricing, about marketing, and of how to do that. So I hope you'll join me for the next couple episodes of Slice of That Pie.
Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.